Let's start this piece.
Trust me, I'm not going to hype this up any more than it should be.
I think you hyped it up enough, talking about the podcast thing.
Oh, this is our first podcast.
First podcast, probably our last.
I'm not going to lie.
not the kind of person you are.
I'm not that kind of person.
That's good. No, I'm not going to lie either, because I, you know, don't generally lie. I probably lie a little more than you, but
probably do.
Right now, I'm sitting.
Palm to face.
Please, let's start this thing.
Okay. We really don't have a name. We haven't landed the name for the show.
Yeah, I think that every podcast should have a great name.
It should have a great name. I mean, that's what's going to make it get noticed. I mean, that's what's
going to because
get
we want a number one hit. That's what we want.
It's going to be a number one hit.
It's going to be all around the world.
This is our ticket in.
AT&T is going to call us up and be like, stop. I don't know why, but I mean, when they do it, they're going to be like, stop, and then we're going to know that we're popular. We're here.
We're the it. We're the big deal.
The big deal. You're onto something there.
I'm onto something.
Yeah.
How about what's the big deal?
No. Just a big deal.
Okay. Okay. I mean, we might have landed our name.
Yeah. Good. Check that off the list. On to the next thing.
Segments. Okay. Who are we? The producer is saying. We have a producer. We like to say we have a producer. It's actually a douchebag sitting in a
sitting behind a Mac pressing the record button. Yeah. And he cuts this piece of crap together.
Yeah. Or apart.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are we? Well,
what are we?
Okay. Let's go with who first, okay?
Sure.
I don't know.
That's an approach.
Is it safe to say our names or?
No, you should probably come with some alias.
Okay.
Because we don't want hate mail.
Yeah.
Or indifferent mail. Okay. See, that's the stuff that our producer's going to cut out. Is all that crap. So, anyways.
Oh, okay.
We got to have something great. Mm-hmm. I was thinking something that, you know, like every rock star has like a huge name. Like, you know, like you have the U2 guys called like The Edge.
Okay.
Let's have something like that.
How about Fury?
How about Bill?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Doesn't have the sting.
No.
Doesn't have the weight.
But how about we go through all the, I mean, wonderful names that are out there?
Okay, sure. Shoot, go.
I think you have.
You have the Edge.
How about that Moonbeam or Moon Unit?
Moon Unit Zappa.
That's awesome.
Space Shuttle. What's that? Space Shuttle. Or
maybe we should go that direction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sure.
Go the Lunar way. You know, it could be like Lunar.
Lunar.
I could be Lunar.
What about Lunar?
No. Lunar.
Lunar.
You know, with a dash.
Yeah. I think that's going to be one of those things we're going to cut out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever. Who cares?
I know. Seriously.
What's up?
I don't care.
Okay. Your name.
My name?
Favorite thing. No. Favorite thing. What are you?
Okay. Something rock.
Something rock?
Something rock.
Or stone. Stonered. No, we'll just call you like, I mean, we're going to go.
I'm going with the Higgy.
No, let's check it out.
Okay.
Nash. You're Nash.
You know what? I'm going to go with Higgy. Personal reasons. Do not want to.
Explain?
I do not want to explain.
No. I'm going to go. I'm just going to take Nash.
Nash? I don't know. You don't look like a Nash. You look like a douche.
Well, what do I sound like? That's what's important.
I don't know if that's the kind of show
I'm just
going to
go with Bill. I'm going to go with Bill. I like Bill. Bill's cool.
Bill? Okay. Bill's awesome. Bill and Higgy.
Sure.
And I don't know. What are our roles?
We just, you know, talk crap.
But, I mean,
all the time.
Do we have a, you know, head guy and, you know, the...
I'm going to be the major guy. I'm going to be, like, you know, you can be my sidekick.
I don't know if I'm down with that.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you are the sidekick.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wait.
That means I don't have to talk as much.
No, but you're just there. You have to say stuff like, you know, holy bikini Batman or holy rusted metal.
Or be like, funny story.
Yeah. And then, you know, just not finish it. story, that is.
You'll finish it.
I'll finish it because I'm funnier.
You'll finish. Let's try that again. You'll finish it. See?
That's amazing, zizzing.
Okay, and we got that. We got the name.
Big deal. We got names.
Okay. We got a bunch of names. We got who we are.
We got what
we do.
Guy.
What we do.
Producer guy.
What we call him, Roz. Roz.
We call him whatever we want. That's a beautiful thing. We'll just be like, you know, what's up?
Sock.
Cupcake.
Cupcake.
Or, you know,
I was going for sock. I don't know. He looks like a really tired sock right now.
It looks more like a cupcake. Sunshine. There we go. Sunshine.
Sunshine. Put a little Indian to it.
Put a little curry in it.
That never did anyone any good.
That's so true. Could I have a cup of curry, please?
See,
realize what would happen to you if you had a cup of curry?
Imagine the Starbucks in India.
Yeah.
There had to be like 4 billion of them.
Yeah. And
what are they going to serve? Coffee?
No. Curry. Cup of curry.
Exactly.
Cup of curry. That's brilliant. You should write that one down.
Oh, it's written down.
It's written down and then send that off to, like, you know, Starbucks and be like, hey.
Cup of curry.
Cup of curry. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, just think about it. You have a cup of curry. I mean, what do you put in it? You put in some water in it, or you just drink it dry?
No.
Straight up?
No, you just put the curry in it.
Put the curry in the
powder. It's not a cup of water in curry.
No.
But it's not that milk should be an
option.
Curry.
That should be an option.
It shouldn't. Because it's not a cup of curry.
I know, but then you have the cup of water.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't even, you know, roll off the tongue.
What if you put some milk in it, it'd be a curry latte?
I'm not sure. No.
No, I'm just saying, if you first have the curry.
Do something with
the,
I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're a fan of using their cows because, you know, they pray to them.
Well, what about goat?
No, see, I've tasted Indian milk. It's like chewing salt. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like chewing salt.
Chewing salt?
It's like chewing salt.
It's like chewing salt. I mean, okay, what does that mean?
No, it's like chewing salt. Okay, next one. IKEA, people. IKEA. It's cheap, but it's not the greatest.
And it's really hard to put
together. Interesting, though. You know, I don't know what you call them. The designers. Man, I can't put my arm anywhere. God. I'm too tall for this thing. God.
Lower your chair.
Well, that's not going to help me do
this. Yeah. No, that's true. You have to be there to get it, I guess.
We should be filming this.
We should be filming this. Well, not in this room.
Anyway, IKEA designers.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to talk about it.
Then let's
because
not.
It's not an interesting topic.
Anyway, let's
Swedish.
Move on. Let's
what?
Move on. We move on. Check it out. We got names.
Okay,
we got names. The big deal. That's us.
That's us.
That's
baby.
What we're all about. So what's the big deal? That's what it means.
Yeah. What is the big deal?
What's the big deal? That's what we imply with saying the big deal because we talk about stuff. Ironically, that's not a big deal.
It might be. I mean,
it might be. It's to everyone else
in the
this
world.
Planet.
Yeah,
it's not.
What about this planet? Just the planet? How about the universe?
The next podcast can be the universe. This one, for now, I'm just going to say it's for the world. Right now, it applies only for the world.
Yeah. Narrowing it down, but okay, that's fine. I need to put my arm up here.
Okay, then arm it. We're back with a vengeance.
I'm sorry. We're back.
Yeah, we're sorry. So, what's new? What's cracking?
I was thinking of something. We've just been immortalized right now.
Immortalized?
Immortalized. We will go on forever and ever.
We've been mortalized. then we can go on for, you know, just a certain time period. Moving swiftly onwards.
Yeah.
Podcasts. Seriously, what's the deal?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I've actually never, ever in my life heard a podcast.
Me neither. Actually, I've heard a few, and they blew.
But this is going to be awesome.
This is going to be the new hit.
Yeah.
Because we can, you know, relate to people.
We can relate on in such a major way.
I mean, we're, you know, part of the loser society.
Definitely, definitely.
Most of the people rain.
I should probably stop doing that while we're recording, right?
Yeah, you should probably do that.
Not to mention just for you guys in the same room.
Mm-hmm. Not a big room.
Not a big let's just put it this way. Big fart, small room. You do the math.
Jack a brother up.
Jack a brother up. No, new movies.
New movies.
There are some new movies out.
There's some old movies out.
We got nothing to say, nothing to talk about. We're just churning the butter here, doing nothing.
I don't know. I was thinking about a segment.
We should have, like, guests.
We should have guests.
We should have guests. And you know what?
We should have more mics.
We should have... Sure.
Yeah, just think about that. We could actually not have a guest.
No.
Because we do not have enough microphones.
We have two mics. Two mics.
We have two mics.
And a couple microphones. Two mics and a couple mics. Two guys named Mike. Whatever. You know, I guess it didn't really work.
That blew. No, yeah. We couldn't have any yes. So
it's a work in progress.
It can't be that kind of show.
Well, with microphones? I mean, sorry. Not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
Kind of horrendous.
I think that's what people say, you know, when they post their comments. This is not funny.
Can we cut that guy out?
You know, can we cut the show out?
Can we cut Bill out?
We're taking up too much space on the internet.
We're taking up too much, you know, bites. Sure. Sure.
Sure.
I can relate to that.
You can?
No.
But we can.
But we can.
Because we can relate to anyone.
We can relate to anyone.
We've been through everything.
You could have seen everything. You could take anyone.
Anyone.
You could put anyone in this room.
Okay. I mean, I don't think we could fit anymore.
No. But I mean, let's just say.
Let's imagine.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
You put someone in this room. Anyone. Name a person. Anyone. Name a person.
John Cleese.
I can relate.
How can you relate to John Cleese?
I can relate. I can.
No one can relate to John Cleese. Not even an English person can relate to John Cleese.
No, check it out. I can put anyone in this room.
Okay.
And I can relate to this person. I'm serious. It's a gift. It's what I can do.
Okay. How about if we bring in Wacko Jacko?
I can relate.
How can you relate to Wacko Jacko?
I can relate to not relate. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling you. No, literally. I'm touching you.
Take your hand off my thigh. That's my personal space. I know there's nothing called personal space in this room.
No, trust me. We know it's personal. It's real personal.
Yeah. I can relate.
I'm so glad we're not hosting a real live radio program.
If it were live, it would...
We could, though.
We could.
But I'm glad we're not. What? For now.
I'm just saying we can do it.
We can do it. I'm totally confident.
Yeah.
Nothing can stop me.
There's nothing...
I'm just saying we shouldn't.
There's nothing in my mind that's telling me that I can't.
Or can.
Sure. Both ways. I'm willing to go both ways on this. Literally.
No,
but I'm serious. If we wanted to, if we had the technology, I don't know if we do. Do we have the technology, Sunshine? To host a live show.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
We just don't have the listeners.
We don't have the listeners.
We don't have the audience.
That's trust clever. Me, after they hear this, we'll have the audience.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're doing. That's why we're doing a taped show, recorded show, to just get people, because we've never done it before. And we just need to basically get the word out so that people can be like, whoa, these guys are amazing.
They'll be saying Bill and Higgy T. That's my name now, Higgy T. I put the T in there.
Okay.
They're amazing.
I'm T-Bone.
No, you're Bill.
No.
No, you're Bill.
I'm T-Bone.
No, we have to pick Bill.
Fine.
You can't go with...
Go. Sure.
Two T's.
Whatever.
Higgy T and T-Bone. What?
But is that your aim? Is that your goal? To do a live show?
My aim is to be as live as I can be. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. But do you, Sunshine, know what I mean?
I never know what you mean.
See?
I mean, there's usually like a 5-minute delay. I mean, I have nothing against a 5-week delay.
5 weeks.
As long as it's live.
Sure.
You know?
I'm down.
We could technically say this is live.
This was live.
With a long delay.
And now it's live.
Yeah, a long delay and a lot of censorship.
A lot of censorship.
But see, sure.
That's the beauty of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs sending a shout out.
To you.
To you.
Yeah. pouring a little champagne on the ground for you.
I know you're having some personal problems right now, and, you know, with your business.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Why are you pouring out champagne for
Steve Jobs? I don't know. I mean, we're you doing probably it. Got something to do with podcast. I mean,
yeah,
he's the iPod. Yeah.
Sure, iPod.
And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have
Steve Jobs.
No,
Steve,
we would have podcasting, but...
Think about this.
It would be like...
No, think about this.
Zoom.
No, quiet and think. Jobcast.
Oh! Steve Cast.
That's awesome. Steve Jobs Cast.
Yeah, sure.
But see, you know if they call the iPod an iJob? I mean, just... I don't know. Just me? I'd be wrong.
There's a certain element of, you know... I mean, it's kind of, you know, disgusting in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
An iJob?
No, but if it did it... I would get one.
Yeah.
I would get an eye job in a second.
And I, Steve. The awesome. Yeah. No, not really, but, you know, a pod. Podcast, sure.
Podcast.
Casting pods. Pod throw.
Sounds like something from Star Wars.
Yeah. Initialize the podcast.
Hey, you don't have to do that. We can put those sounds in later.
Sure. I'm just, you know, trying to be
technology,
cheap.
Man. Technology.
I'm just trying to be cheap. Trying to save on the money.
See? We don't use any money for this.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about a producer here?
Yeah, sure, Sunshine.
I think it's just a shame to call him producer, because trust me, he ain't a producer.
No, he's more like a dude behind a Mac pressing the record button.
That's what he's basically, that's what he does. I mean, basically barely.
Barely what he's doing.
He's just there. He's there.
He's there. He's room filler.
He's barely there.
You know what he is? He's like the stuff that you put on walls that, you know, bounce the sound off. You know, to, you know, like they have in radio. Real radio places.
I get the feeling you don't appreciate the hard work I'm doing here.
Okay,
to make you two sound good.
No, okay, let's just review the hard
work. We sound well.
No, let's review the hard work here, okay?
Well.
This guy, this is his hard work.
Yeah.
We called him up, said, dude, let's freaking do a podcast. And he said, okay. And we said, okay, get your mics, get your crap, and get the heck over here.
And do it, and set it up. He set it up. Checked the levels. He checked the levels. He got it to sound good. But what did he really do? Nothing. We did all the work.
We're the ones talking. We're the ones without us.
We're the magic.
We're the
glow.
No, listen. Without us, this is what you'd hear.
Click, click, click.
And that's nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Zip.
Zilch.
Nothing.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Question time, baby. Q&A. FAQs.
Okay, douchebags have been asking themselves this question for years. Did we land on the moon? Now, I know you're into movies and crap. And I know...
Specifically crap, yes.
Specifically crap. And I'm just wondering, what are your views on that subject?
I have no idea what you just asked me.
You have no idea?
I have no idea what that was even supposed to begin to mean. Douchebags have been asking themselves, oh, now I get it, like conspiracy theory crap.
Yeah, retard.
I thought you actually specifically meant douchebags are asking themselves if they...
No,
that's a typical douchebag question.
Yeah, you're talking about douchebags as in...
As in, you know, like...
Idiots or douchebags like in the real douchebags?
No, like in people who are douchebags.
Not people who own douchebags.
Listen, douchebags. See them all around. See them every day, you know?
I'm looking at one right now.
Vice versa, douche.
Hey. You be quiet, douche.
Douche.
Anyway,
Did we land on the moon? Sure.
Okay, yeah. I'm done with my
question. No, listen. that's all you wanted to know?
That's all I wanted to hear. I really don't care.
Sweet. Well, I want to put every doubt to rest that I've checked out the photographic. I've checked out the photographic evidence, and I know it's true. That's all you need to know. Case closed. On to the next thing. Thanks. Check it off the list. Ask me something else.
Oh, I'm going to ask you something.
Yeah.
I know you thought about this a bunch of times, time upon time and whatever.
Time and time again.
Time and time again.
Yeah.
JFK.
JFK.
What the heck really happened there?
Grassy knoll, second shooter.
Because, you know,
yeah.
From what I've heard,
yeah,
there was like 12 shooters.
More like 26.
But explain, how was it two shots? or three
it
shots?
It was at 40.
No,
but seriously.
1963.
Yes. JFK shooting, killing.
JFK
assassination.
Shooting.
Assassination. For people who talk like that, yes.
Now, do you believe that there was a second shooter?
Yes. Let's just put it this way. I've looked at the photographic evidence, and...
And you have a lot of photographic evidence.
Yeah, I have a lot of photographic evidence.
You must have an archive.
No.
I mean,
Google,
huge.
Google. You Google it.
Oh, you Google Earthed it?
No, I just Googled it, and I get pictures, and I've looked at the photographic evidence, and I know I can put this to rest. All your doubts will be put to rest. There was a second shooter. It's a conspiracy.
Lee there Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald, Patsy.
He had nothing to do with it.
He had something to do with it, but...
What, other than being, you know, a commie?
He was basically...
He was a flaming commie. I mean, we're not going to lie.
No. Not the type of people we are.
I'd just be stupid.
Yeah.
No, but seriously.
He obviously, there was a second shooter, maybe even a third shooter, sixth shooter, whatever. You know? Whatever. And there was a grassy knoll. We all know that. There was a grassy knoll. And I hate people who say there was no grassy knoll because there was one.
But who knows if it was mowed or not?
That is an interesting question. But if you look at the evidence, if you look at the pictures, you'll see that it was freshly mowed.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was definitely a knoll. It was grassy.
It was a grassy.
It's very grassy.
It was gosh darn grassy.
Gosh darn grassy knoll.
And that's pretty much what we need, you know.
That's all you need to know.
That's all we need to know.
You're on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know. Well, yeah, you do. You need to know, and you've already known. Now you know.
So it's a stupid question, really.
It's really a redundant question. We already know.
Okay, next question.
What's up with PCs and what's up with Mac? I have to say that I love Macs. Macs are the greatest. There will never be anything better than a Mac, except when Mac invents something better.
Well, I mean...
Or Apple, or, you know.
I know something better. A Big Mac, probably.
Sure. But I'll, you know, I could also go over an iMac.
Crackman. iJob.
Now we're back on the iJob thing.
Yeah, the iPhone. Did you happen to see that wonderful little presentation Steve Jobs had, where everyone they went insane. He went on stage, he whipped out his iPhone, and people went insane. They started screaming, and it has buttons. Rah! And they screamed.
I did hear about this one clip.
Does it have buttons, or was it touchscreen? I don't remember.
It was touchscreen.
See, joke didn't make sense.
I know.
What am I saying? It's got buttons. People are screaming. Of course you're going to scream. It's an iPhone. It's not supposed to have buttons.
Anyway.
They're revolting. That's what they're doing. They're standing up for injustice. Standing up for the truth. The truth is there's no buttons. It's a touch screen.
Just like with Louis XIII.
Touche.
They jacked him up.
Actually,
they sliced him up.
Carved him up. Real nice. Anyways, iPhone. What's going to be the next thing?
Oh. I don't know.
iMic? Yeah, we could have, right now, instead of using these microphones, we could use an iMic.
Well, technically, there is an iMic on the iPhone.
Technically, but not really.
It has to be something better than a phone. I mean,
like
iCar.
iCar.
A portable car. With a touchscreen.
You just basically touch it and, you know, things would happen. Yeah. Touch the screen and steer. The steering wheel is like on a screen that you touch. Cause a lot of accidents, I think, but still. Well, I think we talked about everything that we can talk about. Everything that's worth talking about for this time. I don't
know how you say worth. Well, this really worth the time and effort we put into?
Probably not. But the upside is we're going to be world famous.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess, yeah. I guess we can use worth. I think that we've just scraped the surface of what is possible with this podcast. Even though we've done some amazing stuff today. Stuff that unparalleled. People haven't even, well, I was going to say seen it, but heard it, I guess.
I mean, pretty much, I mean, everything we've done here is...
Blown some minds, that's
all.
No,
I mean, it's pretty new stuff.
Yeah.
No one's really done anything we've done today.
No. We're 100% original. I think people can all around the world.
No, 100% original.
Yeah.
I mean, does that really make sense?
What do you mean? If like versus
can you be 90%?
I think some of the times I'm 50% original.
Okay. Anyway, wrapping it up, I just want to thank, since this is our first show, I want to thank the guy who made the music. His name's Swine. Don't even ask.
Don't even go there.
Jacked up.
Don't go there.
Our producer, Twinkle or Sunshine, I don't even know what we were going to
Producer Guy.
Producer Guy.
We want to give a shout out to him. Yeah, next time we're going to have some amazing stuff that we're developing. So you'll be looking forward to that. And with that, I just want to say thank you and goodbye.
Yeah. I'm really pleased.
I'm good.
I'm
good. Out. I'm spent. Out. Let's turn that music on. Click.
Yeah, I
thought you kind of stumped.
I mean, I wasn't good.
Oh. You were hurting there halfway through. I was really pulling your weight.
Halfway, I was going to start out pretty bad. But you, I mean, you were bad from before the start.
Yeah, but compared to you, I was awesome. Compared to you, I was like a god.
God, sure.
Well, like a demigod.
Maybe. Like a something.
How about a really awesome guy? How about that? Wow. Our banter is terrible.
Not good.